take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half alive, and now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are, running around leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts and tearing apart? You're gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul, so don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found, but I
twice, blood and tissue smear the knife, creaking, cracking, crushing one by one, ribs crunch and break. Call Thor's hammer to destroy breastplate, sternum, swing down hard and ring the bell. Machines pump blood as organ sleeps, a hiccup, a sneeze, she wakes up dead. Maggots soon have a new body to eat. Bloody gauze falls from lifeless body meat. Needles plunge into neck and feet. Electroshock bounces body and waves white sheets. Eyes flutter and see the surgeon's red eyes gleam. She hears the screams of a nurse in green, wondering why she sees her liver and spleen. The silver linings of hope and starlight fade. At this moment, she won't know her fate. Has she died, or did she wake? End poem.
Well, I woke up. Wow. Almost 20 years to the day. First, I want to thank Dev for loading Jar of Hearts by Christina Perry. It's absolutely one of my favorite songs. That song was her debut song, and it went to bam, the top 20 right away once it was released off of If You Can Dance. And she also is credited for writing a song, and I had that all in front of me, and I cannot find it, of course. For the Twilight series, she is an American singer, born in 1986, and if you've never heard of her, I suggest you look her up. She has been through some great tragedy herself and plays it in her music, and she is one of the best voices, I believe, in the country, and that's Christina Perry. Welcome to Block Talk Radio. My name is Sweet Pea, and tonight is about the journeys of the heart. If it wasn't for a team of voices and several other poets here on All Poetry, I don't think my journey over the last year would have been something I could have even accomplished. So I've invited many of my friends and many of my poems that are poets that have written poems for me throughout this last year to help me breathe. I cannot tell you the jokes I've giggled at about having cow parts in my heart, the tears I've cried, the moments I couldn't think that I could make it. And, God, I can't believe how emotional I am. All the things that have happened. But I did wake up. That poem that Pretty Bird read, I wrote literally hours before I went into surgery. It was read on La Costa Nosa for Glow Lizzie's dark show, her very first show. And I can't thank her enough for doing that. But at that time I wrote it, I didn't know if I would be alive or dead. And this, tonight is a celebration of that journey. So thank all the poets that are coming on and all the poems that I've already received. So, hey, let's get this going because I can't be the one bawling and crying all night. So.
Can you hear me?
Everybody. Yes. Heather. All right. Let's say hi to Pretty Bird. Yeah. Let's say hi to Pretty Bird. Say hi to Hatter. How you doing?
Pretty Bird.
Hey.
Hi, Pretty Bird.
Hi.
It's been a year. It's been a year. I cannot believe it. Dave.
It's been a year. All right. I'm going to also say hi to Sky.
Hello.
Sky.
Hello.
And I'm going to say hi to Lady A, my queen.
Hello. Am I unmuted?
You are unmuted.
You are unmuted. And I'm going to say hello to Wade. Hello, Wade.
Hello, lovely ladies and Hatter.
I do know that right away my beautiful Sky is going to be the first one to read for me because he is up way past her bedtime and he's here.
Sky!
Because she's special and beautiful.
I just brought me today, sweet. I wanted to tell you that I love you and I'm going to be here for an hour, but I just brought me today. I hope that's
sweet, pretty bird in the sky.
That is all that I need from you is you. I mean, I didn't expect you to bring Bows of the Clown or Stephen King I did expect you to bring some fairies from the forest with you. But, you know, other than that, I'm good. You always do that for me. So I think my random order, is going to be, as always, I start with Stephen and Kay because most of my shows always start with Stephen and Kay, so I keep that order. And then you, Sky, if that's okay. What do you want me to do first and then Stephen? I said I always keep my random order of Stephen and Kay, even though they're not here tonight, and then you, if that works.
Okay.
Or do you want me to have you go first?
No, I just brought me. That's all I have is me. I don't have a poem for you. I just have me and my love for you. But I'm here for an hour.
I thought you sent me one. I swear
no.
I saw one for you. That said, this fits perfectly.
You can read mine.
Take it away from me. Oh, okay. I'm good with that. If you just bring you and I hear your happy voice, I'm perfectly happy. All right.
About the sky.
So,
I dropped Sky.
You dropped him? Who got dropped on the board? I should look at the board because I'm not looking at the board right now. K is on the board. All right. First I want to ask, how many of you heard that poem the night I started surgery?
That was the first lady.
The one that
how do you
Pretty Bird read?
Yeah.
Yes. How many of you heard that poem before?
Yeah.
I was just wondering, because I have no idea who told it and who didn't. I have never read it. I can't read it.
It's pretty scary.
It is scary, isn't it?
Scary.
Yeah, scary.
It's a whole different world when you have your own mortality.
Yeah, it was tough to write. So.
It's just a lot smaller.
Yeah. All right, so let's go with K.
K-L-M.
Just let me know when to hit play.
Oh, hit play. I was looking forward to hit play, but you're on top of it as always.
Okay. Here we go.
This is an old right that I feel fits perfect for tonight. I call it Love Is by Kay. Love should not hurt. If you hurt one another, no one to say sorry. Both need to be apologetic. Without that, moving forward can't happen. Love does not destroy. For if it does, rebuilding can't happen. Trust, easily broken, hard to regain. Love does not make you cry. If it does, know how to mend the problem. Without the stitch work, sewn the patches, love will be ripped apart in worn out days. Love should lift you higher. In turn, you will be able to be their everything.
Yeah.
Love is unconditional, unlimited, forgiven. When love exists, it will make you soar. Spread your wings in wondrous beauty. Always remember to say I love you. Every day that starts and ends in love is what life is about. And boom.
That is so beautiful and so true, Kay. Thank you very much because, you know, I think I learned that very, very much over the last year that love is more important than hate. And sometimes in the human condition, we focus more on what makes us angry than what makes us happy. It seems that we always have to fight for love. We have ribbons for every possible way to love. But I tell you what, hate doesn't have a parade and hate doesn't have a ribbon because this always seems to be what we're fighting. And I often wonder why we have to have ribbons for love, and that should be our number one emotion. But we sure do live in a world of hate because hate has never had a parade. So I really, really appreciate this. It's actually on my list of favorites. Pretty Bird, your thoughts, my dear?
You know, everybody is fallible, you know, human nature and whatnot. And I've never liked the word should because those are ideals that don't need to be there. We all have our own boundaries. But there are notions in here that are so lovely and so easily overlooked. if you hurt one another, no one to say sorry. Both need to be apologetic. And whether it's pride or stubbornness or somebody doesn't want to lose, it is hard for some people to say those words, even if they know they're wrong. And, you know, you need to acknowledge, you know, more than somebody else's fault, but our own, and work towards that joy that everybody looks for. And it takes two to do that. And I love that she opened with that. Because it shouldn't hurt, but, you know, inevitably it kind of might. So let's just fix it off the bat. And I kind of really like the way she did that. And here at the end, where love is unlimited and forgiving, and it, you know, helps you spread your wings, and it's beautiful. And even if, whether it is romantic love, like this is leaning towards, or friendship or family, we should strive to encourage people even when we aren't encouraged. And just that alone makes people better because it helps them believe in themselves. So I really love the notions in this.
Absolutely. And Hatter, your thoughts?
Yeah, you just like dark and light, without hate, you wouldn't know how what love is. I mean, I'm not making an excuse for hate. It shouldn't. Well, that's a poor simile. Sorry about that. I like the line, love can make you sore. Ouch. Yeah. Too much love, too much of anything. Yeah, this is K spreading peace and love. Don't be apologetic. It's a Hallmark.
Wait.
Sorry,
Heather. I didn't know. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you, Heather. You stop. Can't do that to me. Wayne, your thoughts?
Yes. My thoughts, first time I heard that poem, I told her, I said, I can't say much about it because it's exactly the way I feel. And I believe in love, and life is about loving, and that's just my philosophy of my whole existence. So I can't say anything. That's what she said, is perfectly true. You know, life is about loving people if you have a good life.
Absolutely. And hold on, I'm going to let A.P. Taylor jump in here. Hello, Mr.
AP. Well, I've been moving a lot of money around and hoofing and things and bits and pieces this week, but I decided to drop on by.
Why, thank you. I'm going to get a couple more comments for today's poem. I'm going to get one from Lady A. Maybe. If I can get her out of
here.
That's okay.
I'm sorry you're talking to me. Yeah, I have to agree with what everybody else has said, and with regard to Kay's poem, and I have to agree also that it seems to be a love poem that can be applied to friendship as well. So I thought it was a lovely contribution.
Yeah. Friends with benefits, my queen.
And Wayne, if I could get your lovely words of wisdom, that would be great.
Thank you.
And let's see. What else do I need? I think we're going to go on to then AP. Do you have to read and run?
I probably do, Sweet. Unfortunately, I'm been sorting out salaries for people who are coming in. It's a complex job, but somebody's got to do it.
I want a raise.
I've done it for you.
Put me on that list.
Yeah. You want a raise? God, geez, you haven't even done the job yet. You know, but anyway, sorry. But
it's
important to get the money right. Sweet. So
I understand your comparables. Make sure you fall into your demographics and job descriptions.
You know it all too well. You know it all too well.
Yes, I do. HR has been my thing for a long time, so yes, I do.
Indeedy. So, my thanks to All Poetry for doing awful things to my shapes. This is of Incisions and Searing, or What About the Cow? And it goes a little bit like this. See, it is true we are of parts, and life would be less sweet if this was not the case. For it is in the totality of beings that we steer our paths through pain or matters at stake. No, whatever is that source, as issues can turn towards grave, and then paths forward can seem less clear and more lumpy, like gravy. While the answer is not in diamonds, they are less important than friends and more likely to leave incisions. And while those cuts are important, who doesn't enjoy I fillet? Give me mince with vegetables any day of the week. And so we say thanks for the past year and trust the next will be less traumatic for all. And if you're asking, I'll be going medium to a touch rare with honey glaze. End poem.
Oh, yes. I must admit, Icky, we like our steaks very much the same. Very, very much. Wow. Yummy. So let's say, I love this. With those cuts important, you don't have to control it. Filet. Give me mince with vegetables any day of the week. I don't know about the mince. But I'm really trusting one next year will be less traumatic for all. Because, my Lord, we have all had such a traumatic year. This has been insane.
Yes.
I'm telling you what. I do love the totality of our beings. We steer our path through pain or matters at stake. And that my lumpy gravy, that's great too. But they are less important than friends. I really appreciate this. It is a heart. It comes from the heart. And I don't know what I would have done without great friends like yourself. So thank you very much. Let me see.
Please.
Deb, would you like to comment?
Hi. I think I could hear you giggling, even muted, all the way from Colorado when he was reading. This is like one of those only AP kind of poems, besides the wit. The shape even made me laugh a little. And then I heard his disclaimer at the beginning about, all poetry messing up the shapes, which tends to tick you off. But no, I love it all the way down to that touch rare with honey glaze. You really are crazy, just saying.
I actually tried to make a heart, and then I centralized it on All Poetry, and it made a wonky heart. And then I thought, it looks a bit like a hook, and it could go either way.
Okay, because I see a heart. I have a heart on the mind.
So. I do too.
Then I read the comment, and some guy said hook, and I'm like, no. It's a heart. Okay, good.
No, it's meant to be a heart. It is.
Good.
It looks a lot better before I centralized it, by the way. The heart looks a lot nicer. But anyway, it is what it is.
Okay, good.
It could also be a juicy T-bone, just saying.
Mm.
It could be, true.
It's all about the cow.
Yes, exactly.
Your thoughts.
I think this is a moving poem. I love to steer our paths and the matter at stake. I do believe this poem is a little medium rare, but it's a beefy right, and I put it up with an A1. So I'll move on. Good job, Bert.
Hey.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
No beef with that.
Hatter.
What is Australian mince? Is it mince meat?
Mince meat? Yeah, no, we got mince. Hatter, we run the mince. you've got all sorts of minces, but you run the mince, yeah.
Like mince meat pie.
Yeah, isn't that like ground beef?
Yeah, ground beef. Yeah, ground beef.
Is that right?
But there's
yeah,
all
yeah.
kinds of spices in it. There's lots of spices in it. It's a, sort of like a minced meat here in Canada anyway is mostly served on Christmas, during Christmas. And it has all
yeah.
kinds of Christmassy type spices and seasonings in it.
Yeah, that's, it does here too.
I just put up on the board too, Hatter, what the original heart looked like before Paul Poetry sort of slandered it.
Okay. Yeah, Paul, I took my meds, so I'm not responsible.
Excellent.
For anything I might say or do.
No, fair enough too.
There you go.
All right, and one more comment. One more comment from
Michelle.
That's
like a one-piece bathing suit. Okay. Be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Sky.
Sky.
I'm trying. I thought it was really clever how you put this together, not only in the shape of it, but actually putting Sweet right in there, and almost like a double nod into what you were saying, but I'm very quite clever in speaking of the sweet when you're right here. Life would be less sweet, especially in that line. I thought it was quite clever. Really well done, Eve.
Thank you.
And thank you. If we go ahead and throw up Mr. Steven again. Well, we don't want
absolutely.
To really love Mr. Steve.
And I will
have to eat him
first. To the milking shed and get out of here, Sweet. But have a great show and congratulations.
Great point.
Moving on, Poe.
Thank you for coming. You know how much I appreciate it. So.
Not a problem at all. We'll talk soon. Thanks, Sweet. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
And Stephen is up on the board.
That is a great picture.
Just say when.
Say when. I'm sorry. When I'm giggling at this annually more people are killed by sharks or cows and sharks, you're the real killer. Go.
This is for my sister in darkness, Sweet Pea, who has reached her 1-year anniversary from the surgery, and now apparently she has the heart of a killer. And this is called, Will the Real Killer Please Say Moo? By Steven 76. A shark and a cow met at a bar. Please don't ask me how that could be. For this is a poem, be it fetched fairly far. A point will be made at the end, you see. So, a shark and a cow did meet at the bar, each wanting to show off their skill. Who would become the deadliest star? How many people could each kill? They made a plan to meet there in a year. Whoever killed least would be buyer. The shark knew his teeth, and he had little fear that his kill total would be much higher. So off they went to do deadly deeds, each with a plan of their own. Then drunken city kids come up and tip steeds, while shark would lay teeth to bone. So after time passed, they met again, these two, to see each tally from year. The cow went on and on about kill 22. The shark, with only 5, bought the beer. And home. Happy anniversary, Sweet.
Oh my God, when you tip a cow, make sure you're on the right side of the cow. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Okay, oh my God. Okay, Stephen, you have just cracked me up the last couple times I've listened to you. Between Vlad and the stainless steel spear and this, the killer cows, and I'm walking around with the cow heart. I'm a killer. I God knows. God knows how many I might end up being out there doing things to. I promise not to come running around and tip you. But you never know. Or would I be the one getting tipped and killing people? Don't come and tip me. And if you do, make sure you're on the right side. This is fabulous. I love this. This is great, funny. I don't know how they met at the bar, but I love the point is made at the end. I love that first stanza. Like, hey, don't ask me how they met, but they did, so just enjoy the line. Funny as all get up. Loved it. I will shut up and let Pretty Bird, you go for it.
Oh, I love this. Love this. Just had me giggling because, you know, our very own Queen of Darkness has the heart of a killer. And, you know, and her cows look so docile, don't they? But I know many that have gotten loose out of their little flimsy fences around these parts and ran into the street and, you know, really did some damage. They're perfectly fine, but cars and people and other things just from standing down in the middle of the road, it's crazy. But I love this. So this cow and a shark walk into a bar. And that was absolutely hysterical. He did a great, great job. And I would just like to point out. I would just like to point out the booger cow on the board because that's hysterical, Deb.
Yeah. No. Oh my God. Ann Hatter, your thoughts?
I remember this one. I'm trying to remember what I said last time. Because it was funny and now it's not. I mean, the verses. Yeah, that's where the sharks are. Cows are dangerous. You give them enough rope, they'll form gangs and take over a field.
Oh, my. Like they own the place. Oh, my God. That's hilarious. All right. Lady A, your thoughts?
I thought it was really hilarious, actually, and I loved the sense of humor that he brought into it, and I think that he's always got a soft spot for you, and this was really entertaining and full of love.
Where is this soft spot you speak of?
I think it's there, too. I'm going to get one more comment from Dev, and then I'm going to have Hatter read to me.
What? Yeah. Good comment.
That would be a good idea.
I think this is absolutely amazing. I was laughing right along with you from the photo to the wording to I can't even pick a favorite part. It's just a total crack up. And like getting to hear you laugh about it is even more awesome, sweet. Like I was looking at my comment before, I love that you took the more cows kill people than angle. Sometimes you don't know where you're going to pull your angle from for a poem. And again, I said, just the ability to make you laugh is a priceless gift. Great job, Stephen.
That's just wrong.
Absolutely.
Oh, my turn? Is it me?
Yeah. Your turn.
Okay, I apologize for the roughness of this. But it's called The Lucky One, and I hope it's not too soon.
Oh, never. It's never too soon. This. You know that.
Okay. Goes like this. That's my favorite Wisconsin dog right there. That's Maryland. Goes like this. They rise to find the one bovine that gave its life for you. Through family trees and D4C, they think they found a clue. Well, in the search of cattle herds, you need to speak in cow. They say it's true that it be you, so stand and take a bow. So as the leader of the coming herd, can you share the cow password? It will let us cross the Milky Way and give the horses something to say. The best of all, you will get milk. Just think of nothing but yourself. It's just as good as a day spa pass. You'll get the mark on your lily white ass. You will be told when it gets cold, so you can tell us too that fate is funny for a little white buddy, but not for those who moo.
You got cows all over. Okay. Do you have any comments for me? Oh, my God. Hey, Freebird, can you write comments, please?
I absolutely can. Okay, first of all, this reads like a fairy tale, like it's all whimsical and fabulous and rhymey. And then you've got the milking and her derriere, which just cracked me right up because it was so unexpected. And I like that because you milk cows, and that's absolutely hysterical. This is a wonderful, wonderful story with your impeccable rhyme. It was just too much fun. So fun. I absolutely loved it. So, Sky, what are your thoughts on Hatter and Hazel?
Well,
I love that you're still laughing.
I know. It was really hard to focus after the lily white ass. I don't know. I was about done after that. This is just really, really wonderful. I love how you brought, like, humor, but you also brought this magical feel with the beginning with Tell Us Your Secrets. Now that you have the end, I thought that was beautifully done as a tribute, but it was also quite magical. And I have to be really, really quite funny, and we're lucky that line came in and towards the end, because I wasn't even paying attention to that.
See, you got us all. And Wayne, what are your thoughts?
Well, I thought it was hilarious. It's a great job, funny, witty, and great rhyme. Every line was magical. It almost made me make a cow patty. Great job.
Oh my goodness. And
you
know, lady,
sneaking up on you in the dark.
Oh yeah.
Well,
it's hilarious. And he's got all of his Hatterisms in there. And I loved it because these, you know, your rhymes are perfect, and this is a really fun poem, and it's quite endearing.
Okay, I love that term, Hatterism. I've never heard it before, and it is perfect.
Yep.
I like it, too. Thank you, Mimi. Thank you.
Welcome.
And Miss Deborah Lee, what are your thoughts on Hatter's magical piece?
I love it. I absolutely have no doubt how thrilled he is to be listening to her laugh her ass off. So, like, all the better. It's fabulous, Hatter. And I found
your
moving gift, so I put it on the board.
I can't even. I am being hypnotized by udders.
I've been putting them on the board for Sweet. After your show, you'll have to scroll through Sweet. There's all kinds of cool stuff up there.
Okay, well, I have things to say.
Shake it, baby.
Okay, first off, I love you think they found this cow through my family tree and D4C, just so that you know. Okay? I love that I can stand and take a bog.
But my favorite thing in this whole thing, of everything, is that I get to be milk. And it reminds me of freaking Meet the Fockers. I'm sorry. I don't know if you've ever seen that scene, but he's kidding. I have nipples. Can you milk? The greatest line ever. My, I love, first off, nobody's burning my lily white ass either. But I'm wondering what the... No, Amadeus, I promise. See, I got Amadeus to make sure that doesn't happen. And it's you will be told when it gets cold, so you can tell us too. I'm just wondering how brittle those udders get when it gets cold on a cow. So everyone will know that it's cold. God, this is hilarious. So thank you, Heather, once again for making me laugh. You have made me laugh all year. With the very, like, I swear it was less than a month, and you're like, okay, is this too soon? And all of a sudden, you're making cow jokes, and it has never been too soon, and it's always made me laugh, it's always made me giggle, and you have been the sweetest, most gifted human being that has always made me smile since day one. So thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love my marshmallow man.
Yeah, now I got my bag of Hatterisms. Find that. That'd be good. Look out. Ship you.
Oh. Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh. Oh, my God. I'm looking at the stripping and dancing.
I'm
out.
Just assuming it's lily white. I was just assuming it's lily white. So.
Oh. Just a minute, sir. Now I have to get a drink. Hey, honey. Oh. Can you give me something to drink?
What?
Can you get me something to drink so I don't die?
All
right. Oh, how are you?
I I have some whiskey and coke.
I got some.
Okay. Now, how about Wayne? Are you next?
I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I got I went shopping today. Took a young lady. Well, she'll be 13 next month. Shopping for Christmas, for birthday, for school clothes today. So I got back about 40 minutes before the program came on, and I seen the show. So I wrote this real fast and got through about 10 minutes before the show started. So I didn't read down to where the cow was. So I didn't write about no cow, but it's called this one's called The Sweetest, and it goes like this because I read about the heart. It said The Sweetest. The poem goes. This poem goes out to a lady with a heart of gold. It breaks my heart that I might be too old. My heart starts throbbing when I hear her name. She's the heart of my poetry game. Should have said this right from the start. Everyone knows she's my sweetheart. With a heart of so pure, you have to adjust. When she speaks, my heart's filled with lust. I hope our friendly time flirting will never part, because if it does, it'll break my heart. Lighthearted and happy, I think you're great. Try to figure out how to get rid of your mate. Try to take care of those two chambers in your chest. I like those two other chambers the best. You warm my heart, letting me be your guest. Make sure you eat right and get plenty of rest. Sweet, sweet, I love you, sweet.
Aww. And thank you for not writing about a cow. I thought the whole night would be about cows. But this is beautiful and perfect. No. It wasn't about your heart.
It's got that one thing.
Lovely.
Yeah, I'm glad of that. Oh, you see the sweet prayer with my meat on top of the picture? I put a sweet prayer in the picture up there, too.
I like that. Very cute. Very, very cute. Thank you. I love this. A sweetheart.
You're welcome.
See? Yes, sweetheart. Thank you for writing it.
We make a sweet pair.
Yeah, we do. Look at how cute we are. Oh, I love this. I take care of the key changers in the chat. I like the key changers the best. I love the rhyme, as always, which keeps my heart filled with lust. I don't know about that, but thank you very much. This is beautiful. Thank you. Let's see. There we are, Block Talk Radio. Lydia, your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, I got lost in the process. Wayne, did you read yours? Because I missed it, I believe.
Yeah, it's okay. I read it, but I probably read it so fast you didn't hear it.
I had lost in sweetheart and how great I am.
Yeah, it's a lot. I'm reading
it
now.
I missed it.
I think that he's delusional. I don't care what you say, that there was funny. I thought the best was... No, Wayne, this was really sweet for sweet.
Yeah.
And I think you were quite charming in it, but still slightly delusional. And I love you.
I'm always going to be delusional. I am delusional.
Well, you know, charming if you overlook that side dish of possible homicide.
There is
that. The picture looks like the kind they have on Crime Search.
She's looking
evil.
Have you seen this go?
Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, don't mind me. Don't mind me. In fact, I'll mute myself.
And Freebird, your comments.
Well, I'm still stuck on the "I think you're great." I'm trying to figure out how to get rid of your mate. I'm like, well, you know,
yeah.
I hear tell that if you dig a hole and then you plant rare flowers where that hole was, they cannot dig them up. So, you know, for future reference, I'm not helping out. We're good. But I absolutely love it. It just cracked me up. So, you know, a little nefarious, but we are good.
We're good.
Just throwing around ideas. Just throwing around ideas.
And I thought I was there before she commented. Damn. That was pretty tough. Miss Pretty Bird.
I might be a little twisted, a little dark. We're good. I see things.
Yeah, well, I was a little scared when Wayne wanted to get rid of her mate, but now that you gave him some nice tidbits on how to make sure nobody goes messing with his body, I'm a little scared of you, too. Just saying.
You learn a few things along the way.
I see that. If you see Pretty Bird with a shovel, run.
Some flowers.
Yeah, he's that first one.
The
he's the first one I had to get rid of.
Shovel and the flowers that you have to worry about.
The flowers are great. Wildflowers.
Scott.
Well, number one rule is shallow graves will get you caught.
Yeah, been there.
Oh, see, when you think you know Wayne, we just don't know.
No.
All right, I'm going to say it one more time. Scout!
These people are crazy. I don't know, sweetie. I just thought this was a great piece, and what a cute little picture. I don't know how I feel.
I like the one in the pink dress.
Hey, there's that stainless steel pole.
No, I didn't mean
the
picture on the poem. I'm not going back to the room anymore. I'm traumatized. As for the queen's poem, this is a great piece. And it was full of love, and I hope our friendly time flirting will never part, because it does, it will break my heart. Light-hearted and happy, I think you're great trying to figure out how to get rid of your mate. Very, very, very clever. And it's all done with fun and love and humor like that is you know, is great to have between friends. And really well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all the comments.
Now, Deb, it's your turn to read.
Awesome. And Wayne, thank you for the laugh. That was brilliant.
And you're on the board.
Okay, thank you. All right. This is called All the Bits and Pieces of Sweet Pea. Here we go. A mosaic is pieces puttied into patterns. They smash the mold after shaping her, blending all the bits and packing in the joys, arranged tinted in neon goldenrod glitter. Then, once upon a January on the ninth garnet day, two parents swaddled their sweet little baby, headed home, and surrounded her with boys. Hatter calls her sweet potato pie. We call her sweet pea. Now she's the poetic queen of darkness, and tonight on the radio we toast her with Shibley. She is the mosaic jewel bursting with color, wrapped with 80 shades of red. Shoes glow in tints of princess foam pink, topped with blonde ginger draped on her head. Brass keys to her heartbeats are lifted. Family and friends hold on to the top spots. Warrior for the palm trees and elephants, cover just two of this lady's mosaic dots. Fur babies fill a bucket full of crimson shards, marked for the Aussie shepherds lighting her smile. Writing poems with blood and with teardrops too, sweet as a rock star poet, and her pen inks with style. Breathing too hard, she phoned the doctor. He climbed in for a look, and a leaky valve espied. Nurses called the farmer for sweetest of his cows. Now the woman tucks the little Povon part inside, leaving Pam's fan club dressed in grins 10 miles wide. Happy first anniversary to you and your cow. She loves you, and so do I. And nobody can hold a candle to you. Love you, sweet.
Oh, my God. That is beyond precious, and I love all the pictures. And I love the picture of the cow with the heart on his head. Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
I didn't do that.
The Aussies. The Aussies and the elephants and my friends and my brass keys and I love tints of a princess poem, pink. Yeah, blonde ginger draped on her head. Oh, I love mosaics, too. It's just, you know, people are mosaics. And, oh, wow, this is just beautiful. They had to smash that mold after making me out. They just kept having boys until 28 years later. Oh.
I wanted to put a whole bunch of little pieces that show you that, you know, we do pay attention. At least I pay attention when you talk, and I drink in all the information as I get to know you. And, I mean, we had to include that princess phone because that was, like, an important thing that you've shared and the garnet and the precious Aussies and your elephants. And, I mean, I wanted to show as much love of you as I could before I went to the little side note on the cow that I'm very thankful for. So here's to cows. Hip, hip, hooray.
Hip, hip, hooray. Oh, this is just so beautiful. Thank you, Deb. I love the poem, and that is just so special to me. And, wow, and just the pictures are just beautiful. I really do enjoy them. Speaking of that, we do have an elephant show coming up on Elephant Day, and I'm not sure the date. I know it's August something. I want to say 12th. August 12th. 12th. See, I was right. August 12th. We'll be celebrating on
bring your own pachyderm.
Show about the elephants. Bring your own pachyderm.
Bring your own pachyderm. I ain't cleaning up that mess.
I ain't cleaning up that mess either. So, Sky, I know you're going to buzz out of here very shortly, so your comments, please note.
Oh, God, was that me? Did you say me?
No, Sky.
No, I said Sky.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, can you call me last? I just had to step away for a moment.
Okay. Then Lady A.
Yes, what?
Comment on that phone.
Y'all have to
oh, yes,
the
yes.
For comments.
No, it was very lovely and sweet, and I think that this shows, and I love the mosaic of the heart, about bits and calling it bits and pieces. But I think that this shows you, sweet potato, that how much you are loved by so many. And that is not a delusional thought either. It is truth, and you are endearing to all of us. And Deb has put that forward and covered so many pieces of you, and that you could expand on each couplet and write a poem in itself. So I thought this was really well done.
Thank you, dear heart.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And Pretty Bird?
Okay, so you got me with this title, with all the bits and pieces, but you're nowhere near as dark as I am. So it was a beautiful, like almost like a bedtime story fairy tale. Like, and oh, I don't know. Did you just hear that? Oh, goodness, that was so loud.
Yeah,
I
hear it. What the? That was loud.
I don't know. And
whatever just happened, half the board just went away, sweet.
I know.
Oh, Blog Talk, gotta love it. So, you know, it was a little moody when the show started too. I was just like, it's been good. I don't want to piss off the
people.
Well, Sky, I think Sky left because she had to go. And then,
Lady A went away too, and she has to read.
Yeah.
She better call back.
Yeah.
Maybe
I hope she'll
call
back.
Her phone.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I absolutely love your description of the mosaics. I think your images are gorgeous, and Lady A is back, which is awesome. And I love the bubble hearts and all of these images, and they're all captioned so perfectly. And you read it so softly with such affection. It really felt like kind of a bedtime story, like kind of like a fairy tale, the fairy tale of our sweet pea. And I really, really love that. It's just so full of affection. And I'm kind of digging the heart that they climbed into too, by the way, because I thought that was awesome. That was awesome. I don't know where you find these pictures. They're all amazing. And you just captioned them just beautifully. So you did such a great job. I really enjoyed it. I was, like, enthralled.
Thank you so much. And I'm thrilled that you said about the bedtime story, because usually I go really dark when I read sweet bedtime stories because she gets a kick out of it. So for the special occasion, I wanted to go in the other direction and go fairy tale-ish. So I'm thrilled that you said that.
Oh, awesome.
Absolutely. I'm going to have Freebird. I'm going to have you read next.
What? I'm going to read next? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay. I did not write your tribute. You know I love you. I was reading through all of your prompts. And, you know, my brain has not been with me to want to think of anything. But this one just stuck with me. So I wrote down words. And it's just a brevity. And it is on the board. Let me know when y'all see it.
I see it.
Okay.
There it is.
This really is short. I wrote it on my phone. Wow, that's tiny. Okay. It's called Etched in Time. Salted zephyr, summer sunsets. Dewy skin, the sound of laughter and seagulls. Still water and moonlight reflections. Storm cloud eyes and peaceful truth. Time stands still in perfection. Those moments, each one, I know them by heart. And poem.
you know what? This means so much to me because Salted Zephyr from the Senses, Dewy Skin, the Sound of Laughter and Cheebles, Still Water and Moonlight Reflections, Strong Called Eyes and People Through Time That Stands Still in Perfection. Those moments, each one I know them by heart. Reminds me of a little tiny bistro type cheesecake place where it was just a lovely little place where the moon was out and I made cheesecake with a really great friend of mine and it was just perfect, peaceful truth in a moment of perfection and sounds of laughter in a beautiful summer sunset. And I know each of those moments by heart. And I'm sure that wasn't what you were writing about. But it is
but it sure does fit. Had. That is absolutely perfect. See, you're going to get me all mushy. I love you.
I love you too. So that is my moment, Action Time. And that poem just fits it perfectly. Because Lord knows we both had some dewy skin. It was humid there.
I had to teach her what, this is PG-13, right? I had to teach her what swamp ass was just because it's Florida summer.
Oh, God, that was so great. Oh, thank you so much. This means this, it just took me there. So, yeah, it's beautiful. Oh, wow. Debbie, the thoughts.
Well, I thought it was a really tender brevity, but I'm really in awe of the last two lines, those moments, each one. I know them by heart. That's so powerfully beautiful. If you wrote nothing else, that I can't imagine any other way to close this out. It's just, like my folder where I just saved it says, amazing brevity.
Oh, thank you.
And Lady A, if you will comment, then I'm going to put your poem on the board.
Okay. I thought this was very heartwarming and beautifully written, soft, endearing. You could see the dreamy eyes in peaceful truths, time stands still in perfection. These moments, each one, I know them by heart. This is just a really lovely, gentle, and you could feel the breeze flowing through the words, and I just thought it was lovely.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I wrote one. Did you want me to read that now?
You're on the board.
Yes.
Okay, so I did write one for you, and it's called Of All the Animals on Planet Earth, to the Sacred Cow I Give Thanks.
Wow. I love the title.
Touch and go, we didn't know. Under the knife she did go, faced with uncertainty, life or death certainly. Her own mortality stares into her eyes, denial unable to tell lies. Chambered organ, a pump for blood for the circulatory system. Inside her breast, source of her being, pumps emotions and feelings, vital to her very life as mother, friend, and doting wife. Courage and compassion sings through fear as victory wins. Sarcasm, humor were abated. Then she was back. We all waited. Phone calls with reports crazy. Nurses tried to kill her daily. Voice, angry world. No, just with everyone she knows. paranoia, drug-induced, made for laughter while I was muted. Discharged home, staff were relieved. Feared jobs lost were perceived. Brutally weak, short of breath, her cow valve works, fooling death. By and by, she gains strength, O2 not needed for greater lengths. Return to the radio blog, her sassy, sultry self, a demagogue. Welcome back from the brink. Sit back. Enjoy a drinky drink. Love you.
Oh, I love you so much. Oh, I love Thursday and this so much because so many just don't know. Oh, honey, yes. You. Oh, I'm glad you were laughing at me while you were on mute, but oh, my God. I felt it.
I really did. My family made fun of me too when I was in that same shape. My sister told everybody that she was taking care, making sure everything was going right, but it was mostly for the entertainment. So,
You got some of the weirdest phone calls at some of the oddest hours of the night of the day. I would just randomly pick her up. I had her on speed dial. She's trying to kill me. She's trying to give me something I know I shouldn't be taking. What should I tell her? What should I be saying to her? Because I know she's doing something wrong. And she just totally calmed me down. No, I think she's doing something. No, she's trying to shove something in my butt or in my nose or something's going wrong. She doesn't know what she's doing. I think they're literally, unless she told her, that they were trying to kill me for I don't know how many days. Or they wouldn't let me go to the bathroom, or there was alarms on my bed, and I didn't care. I would get up out of bed. And sometimes just pee on the floor because they wouldn't let me get out of bed. And I was the worst patient you could possibly have.
But you were out to lunch. It wasn't your fault.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was just glad to hear, and each day that she would call, like, you could hear her voice getting better, that she was coming back to her own, and that was the best part of it all. Oh, but I was glad to help.
Thank you. Yeah, you're my personal nurse for the wacko in you.
Well, I'll tell you what, everybody. What she went through was absolutely amazing, and to come out of it as healthy as she's come out of it, this was a gargantuan surgery with a lot of risks involved because of her condition, her weakened condition to start with, and to see you back and your sassy old self is just amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you, honey. Thank you so very much. The checkup is with the cardiologist, and all of that is coming up in a week or so. So, good. Good. Thank you.
What day are you going for your checkup?
I think it's August 7th, but I'm not 100% sure. So,
okay.
Deb, your thoughts on this?
I thought it was really awesome. Another time where I was already touched by listening to the different things that you were reading in here, and then the parts that made you crack up laughing, and the part that got me was that you thought the nurses were trying to kill you. paranoia, drug-induced, made of laughter while I was muted. Fearless jobs lost were perceived. They were probably think that they probably after you left had a standing ovations for the nurses that had to take care of you. Because I too am a terrible, terrible patient. I am a grumpy ass person who would much rather be home, and I feel for them. And I always apologize once I start to feel better because I'm less of a biatch. But I thought the nurses were really awesome.
There's one nurse that actually, after
like 6 months later, I wrote a letter and said she needs to be fired.
I practically cried. Sorry. Like when I found out that I suffered from vertigo, I had been in bed for almost a week and couldn't keep anything down, not even a sip of water. And they brought in this nasty orange stuff for me to drink, which I'm sure was full of all kinds of nutrients and stuff. But my comment was, what are they bringing me this for? Are they stupid? I can't keep anything down. How rude is that? They're trying to help me, and I'm calling them stupid. So, yeah.
This was a nurse that I will more than happy. I was more than happy to voice my opinion, tell the hospital administrators, tell the board of what nursing board or whatever I had to do to get her fired.
Wow.
I'm still on that. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
The most incompetent person I've known, and I've seen a lot of nurses.
I reported a nurse. After I had my big surgery, I wrote a 6-page letter to 6 different departments, the same letter that I was in, and with the treatment that I had as far as bedside care and all that sort of stuff, and I never even got a reply back.
Oh, I did.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to tell me
absolutely.
One time.
Yeah, I'll tell you off air. But, yeah, I mean, every time she was in the room, she would move my tray. My phone was just out of reach. My water was just out of reach every single time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's
wow,
crazy.
Two things. Take a quick peek in the naughty room. I couldn't put the one I just shared in ATOV. There's a king of darkness waiting in the studio for you.
Oh, my God.
Hey, sweetie. I don't know about the king of darkness, but I appreciate that. but how's everyone tonight?
Hey, Phil.
I meant to be on time or at least fashionably late, but I got my time zones all mixed up. I forgot. I can't remember if Arizona's in mountain time or Pacific time because it changes.
Yeah, Arizona doesn't change. It's a weird one. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I'm so happy to have you. Yes, my 1 year with Cowheart. Yeah. My new one. I kill more people than sharks.
Yes.
Yes. I have to get the comments, though, from Freebird about Lady Fabulous Paul. So talking, my brain goes to mush.
Oh, you see how that is?
I know.
You know, it starts at the top and just works its way down. Everything goes mushy.
I know it does.
And you're never innocent. You can't fool us. But Lady A, absolutely, you brought me right back to that day of all those wonderful texts from hubby, where every new anything he kept us updated, and I am so thankful for that, because I tend to have anxiety and I worry like we all do, and so it was already, you know, hellacious being so far, but he did such a good job just, you know, every time he knew something, he just let us know. And that whole touch and go when we didn't know, it was a day. I'm just saying. And you bring us through this whole entire thing of the dire situation. And then I remember the cranky sweet and who yelled at me for the time. And
what?
You didn't yell at me. You were yelling, but I was on the phone, and yes, you did. And I was like, you might want to breathe and calm down. You're like, don't tell me to calm down. These people don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm like, okay then.
yep. That sounds fair.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right there with you. have no idea. And, you know, and it takes a while to get back in the swing of things. And you came back live really, really quickly. Like, I was just like, whew, strong girl, and which amazed me. And, well, you amaze me every day anyway. And so I'm just thrilled. I'm thrilled that you're all full of sassafras. I'm thrilled that they must have given you a sassy cow heart. I'm just thrilled. So this was a wonderful, what's the word I'm looking for? We'll just call it an homage.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. All right.
Now, we have a lot of SoundClouds to get through, and Laughing Soul's been on the board the whole night.
So let's go to Laughing Soul. Are you a reading runner for you, Laughing Soul?
Say what now?
Do you have to read and run, or can I throw up Laughing Soul?
Oh, no, I'm hanging out. I'm fine.
Okay, cool. All right, let's throw up Laughing Soul.
Okay, and Laughing Soul is on the board. And here we go.
Oh, the laughing cow's killing me.
Sunset to the hourglass. A poem by Laughing Soul. Watching sunset through the hourglass. Cripple shadows stray on shores of time. I dive into nothingness, letting the storms pass. Loosened reflections veil a filigree pass. Fleeting footsteps paint mosaics sublime. Watching sunset through the hourglass. Pendulous darkness wounds over forsaken carcass. Unsung fables, the golden sands shine. I dive into nothingness, letting the storms pass. Ephemeral twilight twirls a nostalgic chase. Amble along reveries like pantomime. Watching sunset through the hourglass. Rusted flute bleeds crimson on frozen canvas. Empty shells serenade doleful rhyme. I dive into nothingness, letting the storms pass. Ambrosian passion trickle as unfurl caravan of stars. Roseate plumes glitter on waves of time. Watching sunset through the hourglass, I dive into nothingness, letting the storms pass. End poem.
I want to be in that hourglass with you. It just sounds like such a pleasant state of being. You know, just to be out there with your own thoughts and just free flowing. You know, I love diving into nothing and letting the storms pass. Lucent reflections. Oh, wow, nostalgic. Ethereal twilight twirls. I love how that sounds. Amble along, watching sunset through the hourglass, diving into nothingness, letting the storms pass. I happen to think this is gorgeous, and I really, really just think of the flow, just flowing with life, letting it go, just sitting there in peace. I think this is gorgeous, Laughing Soul, to be at such peace, to just sit literally at the shores of time, and just being able to take life as it goes, with, you know, the smoothness and happiness and joy, just being at peace. I really enjoyed this a great deal. And so, what did you say? Hello?
I'm here. First of all, what I really loved about this was the way she read it with the music and everything.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Hello?
No, I'm here. Sorry.
Oh, hold on.
Now, wait a minute. I got to say hello to 919.
Okay. That's me. Hello. I think she'll show India.
Bella.
Hello, hello. I'm so glad
hello,
you
hello,
called
hello.
Us.
How
I
are
wanted
you?
To call, and I wanted to wake up before I call. So. And I'm so happy to be here for your new anniversary. I didn't know, otherwise I would have pinned on a cow, you know.
I tried to get
a poem that would reflect your thoughts when you were right there, you know, going through all this. You know, it is like being, you know, so unsure about the next minute. So I hope you love my little effort on making you feel happy, because your vibrant soul, your laughter, your love, everything is so infectious. So it just makes, I think, everyone happy around you, especially. I do feel it in your presence. So thanks for being there. And thanks for inviting me.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I am so honored. I can make you cry.
Oh, no. We are going to have champagne now. No crying.
Well, it's just beautiful. Thank you. Just absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm
going to hang up if it is okay. I just wanted to give you lots of love and kisses and mwah.
Mwah. Thank you. Now I can get comments.
And hello to everyone over there. Sorry, I have to hang up because, you
good
know, my
book
of listening may just go off anytime.
But it's so good to hear your voice. So good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye, darling. All right. I wish she would have stayed for her comments. But so, that was Laughing Soul, who just read the beautiful poetry. Sorry, I wish she would have stayed for her comments. What do you think of her beautiful,
good.
Her beautiful poem?
Silk?
Yeah, I'm here. Did you guys want me to comment? I didn't.
Yes.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. He has a hang off, so she didn't stay for her comments,
okay.
But I still want to give her comments.
Problem. I just got a little confused there. But no, this was a beautiful piece. I love the way she read it with the music there, too, most of all. And I thought it gave it kind of like this eerie beauty when she was reading it, kind of with her accent as well. It was very lovely. And this poem is just full of all kinds of beautiful flowing imagery, like pendulous darkness swoons or forsaken darkness, unsung fables, the golden sands chime, I dive into nothingness, letting the storms pass. And then down here where she was talking about the rusted flute bleeds crimson on frozen canvas, I love that imagery as well. It's just a beautiful piece altogether. I really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And Dev.
Did you say me?
Yes,
yep.
I did.
Oh, cool. I thought that the poem was gorgeous. I thought that the way she read it and the sweet softness that was oozing off her voice added dimension to it, and I thought it was a perfect one to share for tonight. And I love that title, Sunset Through the Hourglass. It just sets a tone. And what was that? Rusted flute bleeds crimson on frozen canvas. Empty shells serenade doleful rhyme. I dive into nothingness, letting the storm pass. And the storm did pass. And here we are celebrating a whole year later. So I thought this was a perfect show. So excited that she called to say hello.
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty Bird, your thoughts?
There is a darkness in this that is so elegant, and darkness is usually not the most graceful of emotions, and because, you know, it stings. But her use of words is gorgeous, and the way she and this is her first villanelle, and I think she kind of kicked its ass. So, you know, more power to her. It's kind of awesome. And but I dive into nothingness, letting the storms pass, and you know, the pendulous darkness swoons over forsaken carcass, and there's all of this, you know, the ephemeral twilight. Whirls, a nostalgic chase, amble along reveries like pantomime. There is a weight to this that you almost want to bear because it's so lovely. She did such a beautiful job, and you kind of get lost in the smoothness of her voice too. I'm so glad that she had that SoundCloud. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And let's see. So, Lady A, your comment?
I thought her piece was mesmerizing. I thought it was intriguing. It was sensual. It was just beautifully done. It was just a lovely, lovely, lovely piece.
Absolutely. And then next, we are going to have Silkri. You're ready,
sure.
Silkri.
Yeah, sure. I wish I had, I didn't know your 1 year was coming up until you sent me that message earlier. If I had a little bit more time, I tried writing something, but I went with this. I just couldn't get anything
That's
to come
okay.
out.
A year from now, we'll do this again. So.
Okay. Well, I think I could have brought the one I wrote you last year. I wrote for your show, but I thought maybe you'd enjoy this kind of vampy, romantic piece instead. But here we go, called Stable Symphonies. Desolation weaves into the spiraling dirge of my veins, while the ghosts of my pleasures stalk the silent halls of my crumbling requiem. I no longer feel their gaze, feel nothing, save the endless hunger in my flesh thirsting for the shade of lavender that once adorned your lips. I hear your name whispering across the fleeting dust of toilet sands waiting the eons, centuries distilled into unquenchable desire with every heartbeat of my savage song. Nightshade calls unto nightblood. Our starless symphony bleeds across the plains of time, singing in every drop of blood, drunk from the streams of fragile dolls. Yet I yearn to find you within the taste of sweet vermilion, melting upon my tongue, my pretty little scorpion. Thy scent betrays you, be it thee hides behind those hazel eyes. Would you offer thy throat to the brand of my bite, and thy heart to burn within the insatiable fire of my desire, of my devious kiss. Drown in the silken depths of my darkest seduction. Inhale your pain and fear with a last breath of dying suns. Inhale the silver shadows of sunlight surrender, inflaming your veins with the lust of hunter's moon. Rise from this chrysalis of death. Spread thy wings of shimmering sable. The stars hold no fate for the steps of immortals. My love, my winged darkling, thy pulse thrums is mine forever.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. At least I know my heart will burn. At least I know it will have some cold blood running through it. Yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
Your pretty little scorpion will be bitten by you. So your pretty little scorpion will take your bite, your bloodlessness, and anything else you want to do with me, I'm all yours. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sable Symphony, this is gorgeous. Wow, love it. I hear your name whispering across the fleeting dust of twilight sands waiting the eons. This is so good. Yeah, I hear
you.
Thank you,
my sweet.
Ooh, I will take it. Very, very good. Deb, your thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
I thought
thought
it was great. I was muted. Sorry.
muted you.
I think the details are really awesome. I hear your name whispering across the fleeting dust of twilight sands, waiting eons, centuries distilled into unquenchable desires with every heartbeat of my savage song. And then the whole next stanza is awesome. I think especially our Starless Symphony bleeds. I don't know. I love that. It's one of those, oh, I wish I wrote that kind of lines. And it's part of your vampire collection. Nah, you're not a king of darkness. Not at all. Great share, so.
Thank you,
Bill. And Lady A. Yeah, your thoughts, my dear.
Well, he is the king of romance, whether it's the dark or light or in between, because he's certainly Mr. Swoonable. And I love how you write. You've evolved into this true romantic writer, and I love all your stuff. And you don't visit us often enough to tantalize and tease all the women, and I'm glad you called
great.
In tonight for Deb.
Well, I had to. And thank you, Lydia.
You're more than welcome.
And pretty birds.
A little blood lust, you know. But you wouldn't be you if you didn't bring, you know, a little death, a whole bunch of wildly red flavor. This line here. Yet I yearn to find you within the taste of sweet vermilion melting upon my tongue. Like, there'll be a hint of what once was or what will be or a memory or whatever it is. Just that yearning, that little taste of it to find somebody in those little pieces is kind of amazing. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. All kinds of dark and bitey, which is, you know, par for the course, which is awesome, because you wouldn't be you if you didn't bring the all the biting and marking and tasting of the, you know, vermilion.
I couldn't help it. Thank you,
well, it's awesome. You're welcome. And we have, I believe, two more SoundClouds and two that need readers.
Well, three more SoundClouds. I have Bud, Phil, and Frank.
Bud is not a SoundCloud. He needs to be read.
Oh, okay. Well, then, why don't you read, I think it's Heavenly Angel?
Uh-huh.
And then we'll do Bud SoundCloud, and then we'll have Silk Reed. You read Silk, do SoundCloud, and then Silk.
And then Silk Reed's Bud? I gotcha.
Yeah, right.
Okay. So Heavenly Angel is on the board. And this is Verses of the Heart by Heavenly Angel. Dreams of perpetual fulfillment. One's past physical limitations, beyond all boundaries, transient in its powerful essence, permeating the woven fabric that is the tapestry of our lives. Voices raised in perfect harmony, heartstrings oscillate into chords of pure beauty. Sometimes fate flutters to compel our song, butterfly kissing necks of violins. I saw it in your eyes, a vast cathedral of skies, and through your kiss upon my lips, I am certain I have been baptized. End poem.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. Dreams of perpetual fulfillment. That's a gorgeous line. Butterfly kissing next to violins. God, I love that line. Cathedral of skies. I'm certain I have been baptized. Wow, this is lovely. And if that doesn't talk about affairs of the heart and love of the heart, I'm not sure anything will. That's actually gorgeous. Such my angel. She always brings something that is spectacular and beautiful and loving. Mm-hmm. Lady A, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. She's always brings something gorgeous and full of romance and love, and this is no different. I thought it was wonderful.
Absolutely. And so.
Yeah, this was a really stunning piece. I thought it was it had such a beauty to it, and yeah, it was deeply romantic. And yeah, this is even, I was a little envious of some of these lines she had, especially her last two stanzas. I love that, the cathedral skies, and then the I'm certain I've been baptized rhymes there, and just from beginning to end, it was kind of a short brevity too, a little bit, or it just had that. I don't know, I just, like, had the perfect amount of words, I guess, and just tight, I guess, is the right word there, but this was just a beautiful, beautiful, stunning piece. I really loved it.
All right, and then Freeberg?
This is wildly romantic. There is that kind of sigh in this, that one that when your heart is full, you just, you know, the breath of it escapes a little bit, you know, it's what this feels like or what it felt like when I read it. Heartstrings oscillate into chords of pure beauty. Her metaphors in this are superb and they are gentle and they are kind, but then she goes through and with that vast sky and that one kiss, that last line is an absolute punctuation of love, and it is beautiful.
Absolutely.
I put Phil on the board because you said SoundCloud, right? Okay, so
right.
He's got it. And I was thinking because Bud's poem is all about, I think it's about his journey with his heart. Maybe we can close with that one. So, because
okay,
that'll
work.
All right. So Phil is on the board, and if I can see this tiny little writing, because my eyes are just old, here we go.
All right.
This is a poem by Phil the Poet called Rhythmic Beat of the Heart. The rhythmic beat of the heart leads life on a melodic journey. More accurate than a metronome is the timing of the heartbeat to the rhythm of life. They say that the heart skips a beat every time you see the one you love. I don't think it ever misses a beat, but it's just leaping for joy. The heart never loses its timing. The beat is contagious, that the body sways every time it walks. It struts to the beat of the heart. But there comes a time when the rhythmic beat must stop and the music of life sings its final encore before it bids the world goodbye. End poem.
Wow. That was pretty powerful. Thank you, Phil. I don't think the heart misses a beat either. I think it's leaping for joy. I love how he puts that. But there comes a time when the rhythmic beat must stop and this life sings its final encore before it bids the world goodbye. Wow. He slaps poetry. He writes a lot of poems about accepting life, love, and, you know, the ability to say goodbye.
And I think he does it in such beautiful, in a beautiful tone. Like, you know, he's like, enjoy every moment of your life. And it's okay to say goodbye if you've lived it to the fullest. And I really appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Phil. Freeberg, your thoughts?
You know, I really kind of love this. This is like a story with a beginning, middle, and end. And it's full of joy. Even at the end, there's an encore because the music of life sings, you know? And it's all leaping for joy, and it sways when it walks and struts, and it's just, there's something to be said about being in the moment and following your heart and understanding that whatever the world looks like at any given time, it is still running on that beat. And all we have to do is listen and take notice that it doesn't slow down when we're sad, and it doesn't let us down, you know? I mean, sometimes we get a little overworked and you didn't need to be, you know, replaced with a bovine, but it doesn't let us down. And I think that this is wonderfully full of joy.
Absolutely. Lady A.
Yeah, I have to agree. I love his stuff, and he's a very deep writer, I think, for whenever he writes anything, and it's a very his work captures me anyways, and what he says and how he says it, and he's just a really terrific poet, I think, and he, I think, is underrated, and maybe someday we could feature him on our show, because I think he's a marvelous poet, and this piece is great.
Absolutely. And so,
yeah, I love how he kind of went through and hit a bunch of different areas in this piece about the heart, and comparing it to music, and then saying how in love it skips a beat. But I think it just doesn't. It keeps going on the way it was supposed to. And all the way from, I like how he described death here as that final encore, like that last beautiful song before it bids goodbye to the world, and I just thought it was a beautiful piece in that way. And, yeah, just lovely. Enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And what are we going to do next?
Poetic Picasso is on the board. Just say when.
Oh, when?
There is a beauty that no one else can see except me, with a purity that only my eyes can know what it means. A truth that speaks of a woman setting my eager heart free. So real is this moment in time, like a film with its magical scenes. Love is a thing that few men will ever appreciate or know. When they have, it blossoms into a season of its own. For it will ultimately spread as it begins to flourish and grow, when I discover the priceless treasures that are shown. Love has many wonderful shades of colors I adore. This woman is the breath of my fresh dreams and delight. She tickles my senses as we walk gently upon the seashore, where we dance with the waves during the night. She sings like a morning bird in the garden of lovers. Her sweet songs are like the harmonies of the eternal bliss. As the clouds dance together when my joyous angel hovers above the intimate places of our secrets that I seem to miss. Her smile is my sun, her bright radiance, my midday rainbow. I could stare deep into her eyes and feel her warm touch. As I wait so patiently from the edge of my solitary window, she is always a woman to me that I need and I revere so much. Her name is a secret, her silence is no regret. Her heart is like gold, her courage is so bold. She is always a woman to me. Eres la luz de mi amanecer y la luna de mi anochecer. You are the light of my sunrise and the moon of my evening. She is always a woman to me. Oh, she is always a woman to me. End of poem.
As usual, Frank brings the interesting, the voice, the mystery, for who is she? But only he knows. A dark bit of poetry romantically defies our minds. Boy, Frank, you really know how to just breathe that dark, silky voice of yours and make us think. Is she in your dungeon or are you in hers? They're all put together. So, your thoughts?
Yeah, I really enjoyed this. All the way through, it had the kind of a romantic feel, and I like Billy Joel, and I do like that song. She's always a woman, and I thought he did very good justice there. And there were a lot of parts to this I really enjoyed. Besides, the read was very, very well done, and I thought it was deeply romantic, and especially here, she sings like a morning bird in the garden of lovers. Her sweet songs are like the harmonies of the eternal bliss. As the clouds dance together when my joyous angel hovers above the intimate places of our secrets that I seem to miss. I love that, and then I loved his little thing right here. Her name is a secret. Her silence is no regret. Her heart is like gold. Her courage so bold. And this is just a beautiful piece. I loved it.
I like the sun and the moon, that he is her sunrise, or she is his sunrise and sunset, that her smile is his sun. That, you know, when someone hangs the moon, I mean, it's saying a lot, you know, when they light up your day or light up your night, or just the thought of them brings you that warmth, and that was conveyed very well.
And Lady A.
Well, he has this dramatic, theatrical voice that's quite mesmerizing, and I think that he captures your ear and your heart with how he reads. And the piece was highly romantic and beautifully done. I very much liked it.
All righty then. And let's see, I guess we have, that's the last one, huh? Other than mine.
Mm-hmm. And he is on the board. If
and
he would
so
be so kind. Yes.
Sure, I'd be honored.
Thank you.
Okay. What up right now? My internet cooperates slow tonight. There it goes. Okay,
thank
Angels
you.
Of Riverside Hospital by Butto. January 2nd, 2011. I will always remember my quad bypass scheduled for December. A snowstorm tore through and dumped 7 inches. Surgeon called and canceled, and man, I flinched. Lost 50 tough pounds to get this operation. Now dreaded this stunt of delayed in action. The longest week of my life was waiting. A first week of New Year's not celebrating. The morning arrived and I thoroughly prepped. An 8-hour appointment with slight chance of death. I woke up in horror due to the tube in my throat. 3 nurses held taut. The 4th yanked it out. I was totally confused but so grateful to wake. Cried on the gurney. Doc's hand I did shake. Recovery for 3 days in a hospital room. The nurses, angels, shared their lunch with me too. I will never forget this daunting ordeal that only was realized that I didn't feel the need to love me and take better care of my health and my spirit. I failed to prepare. And now 8 years later, I have learned to take life one day at a time and refrain from the strife that will only detract from what angels have done to see me live longer. And I know so far I have won.
You should have gone to his hospital suite.
I guess so. I should. I really like this. You know, he sent that to me right before my surgery to assure me that everything was going to be okay. You know, he is kicking ass and taking names, and in a couple of years, I know I will be kicking ass and taking names. A few things I still struggle with, but 12 months. 16 months, 18 months, 24 months. I've got this down. It's going to be happening. I'm not too worried about it. This can be replaced in 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Plan on going the full 20. I just have to keep doing it. And I will do it. And people like Bud, they help me and they encourage me, and I really could not do any of this without people like him always behind me and like that support group and like all the people around here. I just, it's like, wow, I can't thank you guys enough. I mean, you have no idea how important everybody here is here to me. I do have my poem, which I'm going to have Pretty Bird one more time read.
Happy to.
Your poem, Sweet Tomorrow's, and then I'm going to read right into my poem.
But we're getting comments for Bud, right?
Absolutely. So start with that comment.
So, you know, he is such a kind and gentle soul. And he's all sharing his lunch with his nurses. And all I can see is how they kept it, your food just out of arm's reach where you just couldn't get it. They're all like, you can't touch this. And he's just there sharing everything with his lovely little nurse angels. And I'm so glad he had such a good experience. After the fact, because it sounds pretty harrowing before the fact, because, you know, there's nothing like, as you know, there's nothing like getting all prepared and then being like, you know what, we have to hold off a minute, because it takes a lot out of you emotionally speaking. It messes with your motivation. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to go through, as you know. And, you know, just God bless them.
Absolutely. And Lady A.
Lady A just dropped.
Oh, no. So, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought this had a lot of insight to a lot of areas about waiting for that. And yeah, I'm sure having that, living with the anxiety of that coming up I'm sure it would be like Pretty Bird just said, would really take it out of you, and especially if they're having to cancel, and I like where you said I flinched, that kind of gave me a little smile because I like that brush in there. But also it shows you what all he had to do, like losing the 50 pounds, and then getting down here. What really got me was how, you know, when you have that close brush with death, I think it focuses you, and you figure out what's really important really quickly. And like how he had that in there most of all. That was the best part. I just really enjoyed this piece.
Absolutely. Okay,
and
so weird.
You want me to read Sweet Tomorrow's?
I do.
Okay, it is on the board.
Okay.
And this is Sweet Tomorrow's by Sweet Pea. Yes, ma'am. Cut her deeply. Cut her twice. Blood and tissue smear the knife, creaking, cracking, crushing one by one, ribbed crunch and break. Call Thor's hammer to destroy breastplate, sternum, swing down hard and ring the bell. Machines pump blood as organ sleeps, a hiccup, a sneeze. She wakes up dead. Maggots soon have a new body to eat. Bloody gauze falls from lifeless body meat. Needles plunged into neck and feet. Electroshock bounces body and waves white sheets. Eyes flutter and see the surgeon's red eyes gleam. She hears the screams of her nurse in green, wondering why she sees her liver and spleen. The silver linings of hope and starlight fade. At this moment, she won't know her fate. Has she died or did she wake? End poem.
Sweet Tomorrow wakes. I don't know if you are you guys there?
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Yeah, I got you.
Private orchestra in ICU room number 4 plays your songs. Brass horns squeak in high pitch, calibrated pulses. Precision's pound, slow and low, thump, thump in the thick beat. Bullets slide across strings and hums in the melody of the breath. Outlandish blue jewelry of tubes and needles hang from veins. And the open blue ball, blue ball gown exposed, super blue cleavage scars, titanium lace corset tightened, riveted chest, in anti-yellow slips and yellow shoes, and white princess head wrap crown, wicked witches and flying monkeys controlled mind's eye, spinning monochrome nightmares in 8mm film clips. The night is day, is night, and shadows dance in both realms, spinning in reverse to start a fire in a deep freeze. Eyes wide open, pain clutches bone and defines attitude. Winter bones ache, and a voice rises, the body defies. Silver lovers touch green mountains, and she breathes. Summer brings sarcasm, your life redefined.
Do you want me to run comments?
If you want, there's not very many people here. So.
Well, but the important ones are here. And
that's true.
Yeah, there you go.
Two of my very most important ones.
You know, this, the aftermath of the other poem, it's really, really vivid, from the sounds to the sights to your jewelry and lovely outfit. But it's that last line, summer brings sarcasm and a life redefined, that is all that hopefulness, as only you can do it, by the way, because sarcasm as hope is not easy to do. But and she breathes. Oh. What a beautiful just moment that is, because it was so hard for you for so long. So, yeah, that sarcasm and a life redefined is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And what are your thoughts, Silk? You're welcome.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I'm totally glad you're here too. That you got through all this all very well, and were able to do this and have a sweet Tomorrow's Awake poem here a year later. And I love your attitude that you put into your writings about this too. I mean, you got a little bit of humor in with it, and a little bit of hope and all that. And and you got all the flying monkeys in a poem. I mean. Just, I don't think there's enough flying monkeys in poetry. There we go. But I really enjoyed this all the way, and that was my favorite stanza of the whole thing. I haven't gone quite in this kind of experience, but make it very relatable and be able to see what all you're going through here. I just really enjoy your kind of sweet and twisted perspective now and then. I just really enjoy it. Just totally awesome.
Sweet and Twisted sounds like a fabulous name for a show of darkness. I'm just saying. speaking of, are we, I know that it's already just after midnight, but are we doing our explanation of changes?
Yeah, just, well, I'm going to say one thing. When I see super glue cleavage scars, I receive no stitches. Or staples, they literally did super glue my scar.
On that big thing? Like on your chest?
Yes.
Wow.
They super glued it. And when I talk about titanium lace corset, all the bones and the ribs and all of that underneath, they took titanium, and in the x-ray, it actually looks laced because that's how they closed everything underneath. And then they took my skin and super glued it. But everything below that, it looks like a lace corset. I just done with titanium.
Do you set off those metal detectors?
No, because it's titanium.
Oh.
The titanium doesn't set them off. But they'll see it sometimes, and then they like run the.
You're a cyborg. You're a cyborg cow.
I am.
There we go.
But it's like the weirdest X-ray because it literally looks like a lace corset.
See, that's kind of cool. That's about as dark and lovely a corset as anyone would ever see.
Absolutely. But now for the exciting news.
We?
Pretty
bad. Yeah, okay. We have made some all-access-ish changes to Sunday nights that were all private. We will still be having our invitation only private show. It will change to once a month. Just keep an eye out on the show calendar for A Team of Voices. And Sundays from 10 to midnight is a pretty sweet tease. So it is a little lighter than the other show, and it is open to everybody 18 and over. We will have topics for the show, and they will be posted with in A Team of Voices with just a link to the other group, which is Pretty Sweet Seductions, and that's where all of the details are. That's where we post. It will not be a live show. It will be recorded live and made public after the fact. So you can't listen to it live for all the youngins, but it will be rated R and 18 and over.
Mm-hmm.
How'd I do?
Perfect.
Did I cover all the bases? All right.
I think you did.
Sounds like fun.
And I've already posted some more details to that in a Pretty Sweet Seduction, and we'll get the topic up by tomorrow. So it'll all be there. And if you have any questions, feel free to message Sweet or me, and we will let you know. So there's that. Changes everywhere.
Changes everywhere. Yeah.
So we're going to have Sensual Sundays, and I'm a little excited about it.
Me too. Sensual Sundays. Yes. Yep. Oh, and Silk, we know you're going to come join. We know you're going to come join Sweet, Pretty Sweet Seduction,
mm-hmm.
our lovely group. And Pretty Bird came up with a perfect name for us. Give it to him, Pretty Bird.
For who?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, for Silk's new show on us. under the Sweet Sweet Seduction.
Oh, the menage a trois.
There we go.
Don't you love that?
So that will be the next one, because you're going to be running things up there with us, and there you go, kind of like a sandwich. You know what? This isn't Sunday.
I totally would not argue.
My mind all sideways.
A pretty bird, sweet pea, being the meat in that sandwich. No, I definitely wouldn't mind that.
There you go. And with that, before we get in trouble.
Well, that would not be a Sunday show. That would be an after.
That will be an invitation only show. That'll be just like they have been, only it's going to be on a different night, and it'll be once a month for, you know, for those that are more risque.
Yes, that'll be a totally sweet seduction.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty sweet seduction, mm-hmm. Yeah. Nothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that show is still Pretty Sweet Seductions, where the Sunday Sensual for 18 and older, rated R, is a pretty sweet tease.
There's a difference. Is she?
Yes, there's a difference between tease and torture. And I have said enough, and I do no longer trust my lips.
Yes, we must be quiet. We'll be good now. Say good night, and thank you. Yes, thank you everyone very much for tonight's show and the poetry and celebrating with me. I've had a wonderful year, and I look back and can't imagine that literally not being able to breathe, not being able to walk from my bedroom to the bathroom without being dizzy or passing out, and I cannot believe the shape that I was in.
I'm getting like Darth Vader.
I didn't realize it. I just know physically how I felt, and I would need oxygen, and my pulse ox was getting down like below 70.
That is not
like
good.
75. Yeah, and my blood pressure was 60s over 40s, and now I'm on my treadmill. I've been doing, 20-minute miles, and it's insane to me.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome.
I love you guys very much, and everyone have a wonderful night. And I will be seeing you guys on the flip side. Love y'all.
Absolutely. Good night, darling.
Good
night, everyone. Good night, Sophie. Love you too, babies.
Good night, sweet.
Good night.
Good night, pretty bird.
Good night, Sophie.
Good night, guys.